If I were a studio executive right now, I would certainly be worried about piracy. Last year, piracy cost the movie business $3 billion, so this is a serious problem. Of course, if I were a studio executive, I'd be just as worried about advertising. That's right, advertising. Pirates are an enemy with clear motives. They steal your content and steal your money. You make every effort to find them, and when you do, you destroy them. Advertising is an invited guest. It shows up with nice gifts. It makes itself comfortable on the couch. And then it robs you blind. In fact, if the entertainment industry follows the path it's on now, advertising may represent the most corrosive threat to a studio's net worth since file sharing. Let me explain why. Wall Street uses two basic measurements to decide what a motion picture studio is worth: the size of its library and its ability to sell this library across a wide spectrum of distribution channels. The name of the game is cash flow, and each property follows a well-oiled sequence from theatrical release to pay-per-view, pay-TV, DVD, in-flight movies, broadcast television, video games, IPTV, mobile phones, soundtrack albums, ViewMaster slides, lunchboxes, whatever. The idea is to manage this wide range of distribution opportunities so each title in the library continues to generate revenue over time. I'll repeat that: to generate revenue over time. The major studios have been at this for many decades, so they've collected thousands of hours of motion picture and television assets to sell over time. It's their treasury. It's money in the bank. Now, compare this to a TV network, a basic cable channel, a search engine, or any business that doesn't create content but simply exploits it. These guys are only interested in using content to get someone's attention, and when they do, it's with the express purpose of selling this attention to an advertiser, kind of like jangling keys in front of an infant. These are two completely different businesses. One is based on building assets. One is based on building an audience. One is based on increasing the price of content, and the other is based on reducing the price of content. It's high noon for the entertainment business. An epic battle is brewing between the major studios on one side and the advertising business on the other. And the victory will go to which side has the biggest guns. Next time, we'll talk more about the high cost of free content and the advertising industry's $50 billion bait and switch. Until then, this is Don DiPietro for Ken Radio.